was always straightening my hair. And one summer I was in the middle of doing so, and it was a pretty tedious process. And my roommate said to me, well, what if your hair doesn't want to be straight? Why don't you just let it be curly? And that sounds very simple. But at that point, even though I was 21 years old, no one had ever said that to me. No one had ever said that letting my hair be in its natural state was okay.
So what was the hardest part of going from the beauty regimen to deciding that you wanted to be natural and curly?
This was back in 2002, when this was not a very popular thing to do. So there weren't a lot of products out for African-American women wearing their hair in its naturally curly state. There weren't blogs and YouTube videos and all the things that you can very easily find today. Those things didn't exist in 2002. So there was a lot of trial and error using products that were horrible for my hair. So that was probably the most difficult part.
Physically, you looked different after you decided to stop doing the chemical relaxing and the straightening. But how did you feel personally?
That is the thing that I really hope to get across in my post. I want people to understand that it's not just the hair. It's not just about the hair. For me, once I started wearing my hair in its naturally curly state, I also came to a point where I was able to accept myself for who I am, because I decided that I was going to define beauty for myself. Because at that point in my life, I had people in the media, friends, family, everyone telling me that straight hair was pretty hair, basically. But when I made the decision that I was just going to wear my hair curly, I decided that I would define beauty for myself. And that spread to other areas of my life. So not only would I look the way that I want to look, but I'll also be the person that I want to be.
Why do you think women, specifically African American women, are sometimes intimidated or feel pressure to wear their hair straightened?
I'm in no way saying that every African American woman who does straighten her hair with chemicals is struggling with self-hate or is falling prey to the evil messages of the media. I'm not saying anything ridiculous like that. But I do think that people who want to make these changes but are afraid to, they're afraid to because of what society is telling them is okay. And some women are even afraid of how it will affect their careers, because in some job settings, in some corporate settings, natural hair is still not acceptable, or at least people think that's the case. I haven't had that experience, but I do know some people who have. So that's another concern as well.
And do you think this issue is specific to a particular race, or is this issue of hair and how we decide to wear our hair or not wear our hair, is this an issue that all women struggle with?
I do think it's an issue that all women struggle with. I do think it's more complex with African-American women because there's a lot of history behind it. But I do think it's an issue that all women face, and not just with hair, but with anything about your beauty or your aesthetic. Society does have an idea of what women should look like. And so if you decide to go against that, you are going to face some challenges.
And you mentioned that you were getting a lot of pressure from society, from people that you knew, to not let your hair be natural. When you decided that you were going to do that anyway, what kind of reaction did you get?
People weren't particularly mean about it, but they made it clear that they would have preferred if I went back to straight hair. And that still happens today. But at this point, I've been wearing my hair in its naturally curly state for, 12 years now. So they should get over it, but they haven't, unfortunately.